I am in my closet. It's very glamorous.
I can see all of your shoes.
So you can see all of our shoes. These are all the shoes that ever they're shoed.
I like those white boots above your head.
Thank you.
I don't think I've ever resold any shoes.
Mom, have you ever resold your shoes?
My mom is here.
Nobody can wear my shoes.
Huh?
I'll wear my shoes out. I don't buy that many shoes.
You've never put like a new bottom on the shoes that you really like?
If I put a new bottom on my shoes, I would be wearing my shoes. Hmm.
Well, okay. I don't think she gets it. I don't think I get it. I feel really hungover right now.
Hi, I'm Ashley.
And I'm Lauren.
Katie will be played by Lauren's mom. And this is an Unreadable Book Club minisode. Tell everybody what you were doing last night.
So I'm in this crew, this Mardi Gras crew, New Orleans crew of Krampus. It's based on the Austrian Central European folklore of Krampus. Have you heard of Krampus?
Yes.
It's like a goat devil man.
It's like the chupacabra of Christmas.
He's in the woods and he kidnaps all the naughty children. Specifically, Mom, you can't have volume while I'm trying to do, you can't be watching, you know, Oprah while I'm trying to talk. Sorry. So let's take that back. It's kind of unclear what he does with the naughty children. I think he kind of puts them to work or maybe just gives them spankings and coal.
If this was now, it would be like a sweatshop owner and he'd be on a sex offender registry probably also.
Yeah. Anyway, so they usually parade Krampusnacht, which is December 5th, the night before my birthday. And they parade around town and throw coal at people. And it's usually a lot of fun. But since it's COVID times, we decided to do a parading in place. So we all sort of set up 12 feet apart from each other and have people drive by in their cars. And
your scene looks like a demented nightmare. Chitty, chitty, bang, bang.
Chitty, is that like a 1960s Disney movie?
Yeah, well, he's an inventor and he makes like an invention, car invention, and it takes them to a parallel universe of like toys and stuff. Or am I confusing this with Babes in Toyland? I don't know. It's all the same movie to me.
But I really want to go watch it now. So it was about two hours long and we had about 300 cars come through.
Happy birthday, by the way, Lauren.
Thank you. It's been such a beautiful day. My mom came into town for the weekend. We went to a diner this morning and I had a cinnamon roll in lieu of cake. Put a little candle in it. I was like, okay, I'm going to, you know, make this cute video where I'm going to make a wish and blow out the candle. The cafe started playing Nat King Cole's Smile, which is like the saddest song in the entire world. And so I'm trying to think of my wish as this like sad song. It's like, smile though your heart is breaking. And it's like, I don't know, then it just kind of hit me that I'm like, it's 2020, I'm blowing out a single candle on a cinnamon roll with my mom. Just kidding. No, that made me really happy that you were there, Mom.
It made me cry too.
Yeah, and then I ended up crying. So, how are you in your closet of shoes?
I'm getting an endoscopy. So I went and got a COVID test at the hospital and it was like a post-apocalyptic party tent. It was very exciting / terrifying. And unfortunately, we have no childcare for at least the next 10 days. I literally just found out as we were getting on this podcast, my mind is like I love my child, but he never stops moving. Like he now can pull the protectors out of outlets. He really wants to electrocute himself. That's his dream.
He's just raison like d'etre.
He's just like me. He like ferrets out any tiny little minuscule thing that he could choke on and instantly starts like chucking it in his mouth. He's like a truffle pig of small objects that will like clog his trachea. Oh, and we haven't addressed the elephant in the room, which is that Katie is not present for this minisode, but she is studying for her some kind of exam, some sort of licensing, or I can't say that word, licensing.
That licensing sounds so intense. I feel like she's been studying for like months. It's like the bar exam for practicing therapists, right?
Like, I guess. So she is studying / banging up a storm in her kitchen, making an elaborate meal that just involves banging pots around.
My mom's here. She's been like telling me all her thoughts on all the previous podcasts. And she's like, that Katie, wait, I've never heard so much sound when I, you know, when I'm in the kitchen.
Your mom can be Katie today. She can suggest a book with a really violent, like sexual episode in it that comes out of nowhere that no one expected, even Katie. So why don't we live pick a book right now?
That's what this is about. It's about live picking a book. Okay. So because it's actually kind of hard that it has to be a Kindle book. It has to be under like 100 pages. It needs to not involve violence and it needs to be Christmas themed. So I've got a list of books out here and I'm just, first of all, it's very hard to find something that is a bad book because I feel like people are very generous when it comes to rating books. And then when I was on Amazon, I was finding like, because I put in, you know, Christmas, bad books, this and that. And I found that there were only certain themes that were offered to me. And I don't know if it's because I clicked on one theme and it's like, oh, you know, she's really into Amish Christmas romances. Let's just throw Amish Widows Christmas, inspirational Amish romance, Amish Girls Christmas.
Are they wholesome or are they going to be like sexual? This could go either way.
I'm assuming they're wholesome.
But like, who is their audience? Like an actual Amish girl, like wouldn't be able to access. Well, she certainly wouldn't read it on Kindle or audiobook.
I really don't know. You make a good point. Yeah, there it's,
I don't know. Maybe there's a lot of people that are interested in like vaguely Mennonite, like, you know.
Well, okay. So here's one. This is the Amish Widow's Christmas.
I love it that she's a widow. What is this? Witness?
Widowed and pregnant Amish woman Sarah Kurtz is in dire financial circumstances. Relief comes unexpectedly when she left an income-producing farm in Sugar Creek. After Sarah's baby is born, she leaves Lancaster County and moves to her new home. Blah, 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 blah. With Christmas looming, will Sarah find her prayers are answered? So there's that. And then I was also getting a lot of mail order brides. The mail order bride's only Christmas wish.
Oh, that's kind of fun. I like a mail order bride.
The Christmas brides of Jefferson City. So I was like, why are there so many mail order bride Christmas stories? Is it just because I've clicked on one and it's like, oh, she's into this, so let's send her everything else we got? Is that how Amazon works?
I don't know.
And then I was kind of like, hasn't this year been shitty enough? Do we really need to torture ourselves with
No, never.
Okay, fine.
I've skipped ahead and I see the hippogriff for Christmas.
I know that looked really good, but that's 226 pages. But doesn't the cover of that book look amazing?
What is that? Is that like Pegasus?
I guess that is a hippogriff. Is a horse, eagle.
But also it's a hot man with like an oven mitt who bakes. There's a lot of stuff going on. God, why does this have to be so long?
That was a front runner, but I was like, that's going to be too long for everyone.
What about this like wolf one? This Wolf Shifter's Christmas? How long is that? Okay, this is 105 pages, but it might be like some kind of vampires. Oh, this is like a Twilight knockoff.
Her Montana Christmas Cowboy, Clean and Wholesome Christmas. Most of these are romances, you know?
I'm kind of into, only because I have a morbid fascination with 90 Day Fiancé, the mail order bride's only Christmas wish. It's also 50 pages.
So, yeah, there's that one. And then there's the one at the bottom, Shelley, a mail order bride, the Christmas Brides of Jefferson City, book 4, which is 84 pages.
There's a baby in this one on the cover. I find that kind of like irritating. Not that... I haven't think against babies. I have one, but it's just sort of like, come on, you can stand on your own without like some random baby like carrying all the weight of being like cute. It's also abandoned, which I'm not thrilled about. I don't like an abandoned baby
in the snow.
Although the authors have the fakest names for this book, it's amazing. It's the authors are Indiana Wake and Belle Pfeiffer.
Sounds good to me. Let me go back to this other one. Yeah, you know why you like that one? Because it looks like she's a character out of Pride and Prejudice, and that's up your alley.
The Peaks Mail Order Brides, 50 pages.
With the Willow Peaks.
Okay, what is the synopsis for this?
Evie hated her life of so-called privilege. It existed only of empty conversations, rules, and etiquette. The night Her father told her she was to marry the boring son of his business partner was the night she decided to take control of her own destiny. She writes to one of the men who placed an ad for a mail order bride and soon gets an invitation to join him.
Oh, you know what? I feel like I'm going to like that too much. This is so hard.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay.
Or we can get something, you know, Big Sky Christmas book one, the gingerbread in book one. Like,
I had a wild realization that we kind of have to do the 136 page handyman, her Christmas handyman. It's just there's too many amazing things happen in this. I am willing to suffer for this art. We need to get Katie on board. I just feel like if the shorter ones were like too likable.
I'm all for it.
So let's read her Christmas handyman, a sweet, clean Christmas romance, the Gingerbread Inn, book one. Lauren, you found this amazing book. We have to read it. Please read the description.
Well, I didn't really find it. I think this was like a pop-up ad. I was like, what's going on over here? Okay, let's read the synopsis. Helping her grandmother after her hip surgery was a no-brainer for Hope Masterson. She and two of her cousins came willing and able to keep the Gingerbread Inn up and running. I already love it. Okay, she had no idea she would meet a boy she'd known in her youth who now worked at the inn. The lanky teen Hope remembers is now a ruggedly handsome man, and amazingly, his sights are set on her. Enoch Dunlap, that's a really hard name to say, had been content with his work at the Gingerbread Inn as the resident handyman. His life was comfortable and predictable, but when his employer's granddaughters come to help over the holidays, his peaceful existence is turned on its head, and as soon as he lays eyes on Hope, when food and other items begin to disappear around the inn, everyone is surprised and a little dismissive. But when the thief escalates to stealing jewelry and Hope is accused of doing the deed, they spring into action. Can Hope and Enoch clear her name before it's time to go back to her regular life? And a bigger question, will she even want to? If you enjoy clean romance with a dash of suspense, you'll adore Laura Ann's charming tale. Okay, is this going to be like another pumpkin roll?
I'm so excited. I wanted a caper.
Oh my God. My dog is sitting in my lap and just really let a stinky one out. So I think that's a good sign.
That is a very auspicious omen. Oof. Of how bad this is going to be. I'm so excited.
Oh my God. Oh, this one's ripe. This one's really ripe. Oh, Bernice.
Oh my God.
Oh God. I think I have to move away.
Well, you know what? I think we're done. If you want to read our Christmas book in advance, it's Her Christmas Handyman, a sweet, clean Christmas romance. You can find it on Amazon. It comes in Kindle format as well as paperback. It's only $1.99.
Or zero if you have Kindle Unlimited.
Which I have been a member of in the past. I'm not going to brag too much about it because it's embarrassing. It's like all the free, terrible romance novels you can get. Anyway. Oof. Lauren, you need to recover from Krampus.
Katie's going to pass her exam and then join us for the next one.
And your mom did a great job playing Katie.
My mom is completely passed out.
Your mom is our only listener. So I'm glad that she fell asleep during this episode. That bodes well.
And now I told her she was going to be participating. And she was like, she got really stressed out. She's like, I don't know what book it is. I haven't had time to read it. So she's definitely reading. She's reading these books.
I love it. That is just warms the cockles of my heart. Okay, look us up on at Unreadable Book Club on Instagram. Find us on Spotify. Recently just added to iHeartRadio and always on iTunes or wherever else you get your podcasts. This has been Minisode 2.
I'm going to find some really janky Christmas music.
We need free.